to be hopeless and not to be frustrated. It must come, this hope you can keep and proceed without offense. To chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you must be happy. Another any question you have?
I have one question.
Yes, Prabhu.
When some individuals, they have some negative opinion of the philosophy, and they're saying, like you were saying, oh, Hare Krishna people, you know, they're getting some benefit, even because they are saying these words?
Sometimes they are getting some benefit. It's written in the scriptures, the Sankirtan Parihasanga, Somam Helanam Evapa, Vaikuntanam Grahanam Asesaga Harang Vidu. Sometimes, not with the Shraddha, not with honor, they are taking that name, also that sometimes becoming namabhas. And when it is becoming namabhas, they will get some result. They cannot spell properly, maybe. Ram and Mora, this word.
They cannot pronounce properly.
Pronounce properly, Ram and Mora. Mora, Ramo, Mora, Ramo, Mora, Ramo, it will come to Ram. Like it happened in Valmiki Ramayana, when Valmiki was a very simple man, but he cannot spell Ram, cannot pronounce Ram. Then Narada said, what is this? And he told, it is Mora. Mora means a dead body. Narada sold some dead body to that Valmiki, what is this? And he told, it is Mora. And Narada told to Valmiki, you do japa Mora. And then Mora became Ram in front of that Valmiki.
Yeah.
So, further
some result will come to them. Actually, what is reality? If we will think, then reality existing within transcendental world. And we are also transcendental form. We are not this body. If we think, we must can feel that we are not this body. We are seeing in front of us many dead bodies. Inside there was something, spirit like that, and that spirit called transcendental body, power. Then if we will try to differentiate with this environment, from transcendental and material.
Discriminate.
We will understand if we will think seriously and we will try to know seriously. But we are not so serious, and why? That is our lifestyle here. And that not giving us serious position. But when we will get some good association who is thinking about this material and transcendental world situation, that type of person's association, some influence will come to us and we will feel it and we will think about that. Now you are present all here, at least your mind want to know what is the material, what is transcendental, what is devotion, what is bhakti, what is karma, what is jnana. Some question always with you, and for that you are present here. It is by discussion, by association, by service, it will reveal to you. Then, anyway, if we will try to realize, we must be benefited. Realize is necessary. This self-realization, that called self-realization, Atmanam Vidhi, it is in Sanskrit, in Upanishadam said, Atmanam Vidhi, try to understand your own self. Who are you? Why are you in this body and in front of many, why they are in that body? And when little fortune comes, and it will grow more, then your feelings also will come inside. When inside feeling you will get, you must feel. And more questions will come to you, and searching tendency will come to you. And Sanatana Goswami said finally, Dityami Kalamuri Jani Tapotray. Iha Aminahiani Koiche Hithoi. Sadhu Sadhan Tattu Kahitera Jani Sribakuri Sav Tattu Kahotapani. Sanatana Goswami asked to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who I am and why I am within this environment and what is my super benefit of life and which way I shall get it. This type of realization and question will come to the conditioned souls and they will search it. And when real searcher will get a real master, both will be satisfied.
Srila Govinda Maharaj?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. How can we keep our enthusiasm up in spiritual life? Sometimes we get a little bit discouraged, one reason or another. How can we best keep our enthusiasm strong?
If we will follow the direction of Srimad Mahaprabhu, then our feelings will come. Feelings will be enriched with humility and tolerant and giving honor to others, and more searching spirit will increase inside of mind. And if that time we will get proper association of the servant of Lord called Sadhu or Guru or Vaishnav, by their case enthusiasm will increase more and more. They are always giving hope, not making hopeless. Any situation come in front of me, any offensive can do, but they are always giving some hope and giving some service to the Lord, and enthusiasm will grow through their association. The association is the best for the conditioned soul to get more enthusiasm for our practicing life. But side by side, this quality and qualification necessary to get within us the humility. Without humility, we will not get from others anything. Without tolerance, we cannot be benefited. and without giving honor to others, we always will be disturbed. Then three things, if we will try to
cultivate
within our own self, a quick result will come to us. What you have, that is your property. And what I have, that is my property. But I want to increase my property, then I will search to you what is more you have. This way, some tendency will grow through that quality. And this is the best process to get good association, but not will make us frustrated. And Abhiman, that is ego, that is very bad thing. Ego destroying so many things. And ego will go down if that three quality will increase and cultivate within us. Then ego will go down. And ego destroying many things, I am seeing. What shall I do? I only can give advice. And if they will follow me, they must be benefited. But ego is very dangerous for everyone. To leave ego, that's also more difficult.
Maharaj, how can we recognize when we're suffering from false ego?
Huh?
How can we see ourselves under that influence? What tips us off?
How do we know when we are suffering from our false ego?
We know we're suffering, but how do we know we're displaying a false ego?
If we are under false ego, how will we recognize that we are being influenced by false ego?
How can we differentiate pride from humility, maybe?
It is
or pride
only possible through realization. Yes, someone told this is the good. And my ego do not want to give that chance to him. But that time, if we will try to realize what he said, how much they are positive, beneficial, and how much negative, opposition. This way, if we try to understand, then we will be control our ego. We can control our ego. And no other way, because we establish our own self within that egoist position. When we grow, from that time, we already chosen our path, and that established within egoist mountain. Then only realization can make it, this realization can solve this problem. And that realization when come with me, that is the best. Otherwise, if I have some faith to someone, personality, we can go to him, whom I consider superior than me. We can take his advice. If can take wholeheartedly, then also ego will go down. And no other way. But good association always beneficial for everyone. The good association must be that association good for us.
Questions?
Mr. Dumas, what goes through my mind a lot is a chinta bede bede tapa simultaneously 1 year different. I try to use that in my work. Meet new people, and I don't know anything about that, and I realize something about that. Help me understand that more if I'm using that correctly. You know, the massage work, the tapa massage.
Massage work. I do massage work. When I meet people, I try to find out more about them using a chinta bheda bheda tattva.
Hmm?
I'm thinking about a chinta bheda bheda tattva.
Hmm.
When I meet people.
Hmm.
Is this good? Can you help me to understand more in my progress in life?
What is the chinta bheda bheda tattva?
Unity and diversity inconceivable.
He knows that.
Hmm.
No, but he's asking what he means. He's applying the chinta bheda bheda tattva.
What do you mean by that?
My memory is that we are simultaneously one yet different from God, and the final falling part is that we want to be God, and most people we see want to be, you know, served in such a way that, okay, we are all similar yet different. I've been using that kind of analogy to keep people from being envious and jealous, because I'm hearing that that cannot be dovetailed in Krishna consciousness, that all the other aspects may be dovetailed, such as greed.
Yes, he's saying, he's trying to explain to people that they have their individuality, but that at the same time they are not equal to God, so that they have a position as God's servant. And he's trying to remember, he's trying to give that to people who he meets. And that is his comment.
It is good. It is perfect. Your idea. Yes. Potency of Lord and my existence may be very little, very tiny, but there is really feeling thinking that potency with me, and it is a supreme way, it is existing within Lord and infinitely, but I am finite. But our form, like sun and sun ray, within sun ray, sun's quality existing within sun ray, then within me also, Lord's quality within me, not maybe full quality, but general quality of Lord and my quality is same. That way we are same, but I am very tiny jiva soul. Lord can do everything because he is finite, infinite. And I cannot do everything because I am finite. Then this is our position. But if finite will try to understand infinite, he cannot understand. But if infinite mercifully will give his way to the finite, you can understand the infinite. Then this is Achyuta Vedabe. One way non-different, another way different. And it is inconceivable because our intelligence is not sufficient. And for that it is achinta, means inconceivable. But it is truth.
Here's a question. In the back.
I have a question about association. And how do we know what is beneficial association? What is good association for us in our life, in our devotional life? How do we know what is good? What we should associate with? How do we
How do we recognize?
How do we recognize what is good?
Good association.
Differentiate.
A very good question, and this is for everyone, this difficulty. But some realization we have, and power also we have. Through that, we will try to understand what will be good for me, and whose association will be beneficial for me. That way, if we will try to understand, first we'll try to know if he is affectionate with me or not. He has love for me or not. He is thinking for me or not. And he is sober for everyone or not. This way we will try to judge something from our side and pray to our Lord, give me good association. And I have no capacity to discover who will be very good association for our life. This way, some prayer to Lord and some realization from our own self necessary to do. And that way we will try. And another way, if you have full faith to someone, you can ask him direct, if this person is good association for me or not. That person is good association for me or not. Then from there you will get some help. And this is the
general guideline.
General guideline.
But can you
yes or no? There was one thing I also read where Gumar said, and I thought was very much like this you're saying. He said, "My relationship with something or someone will be seen by what is that person or thing's relationship with the center, and what is the center's relationship with that thing or person." That is, if my Gurudev have much affection for that person, then and that person have much affection for my Gurudev, then I'm also thinking that person is good association for me. That's what my thinking.
Something permanent association, and there my choice not will be perfect. Sometimes through illusion we are misguided, and there to take advice from some affectionate and wise friend advice. He may be guru, he may be Vaishnava, but neutral personality and not and pure Vaishnava quality must be with him. That is no enviousness. And always we'll try to help to others, not try to misguide or not try to...
No personal interest.
No personal interest. That type of personality will be more helpful. And always we are not getting association of Guru. If we have full faith to Guru, we can ask direct to Guru. It will be good for me or not. If Gurus have full idea, that is very good. Otherwise, he also will try to understand what will be good or what will be bad. And this way we shall try to realize some. And this way, many also misguided. and made him so much benefit.
Here's a question asking the Pisane.
Yes, Prabhu.
Should we take all the scriptures literally, or are there some that should be interpreted?
Understand
the question. Yes, he's saying there are many scriptural, many points. And what we are to take letter of the law, and what are we to take with some
Interpretation,
spirit of the
allegory
law.
Versus.
He says what we are to take literally with the letter of the law, and what we are to take with the spirit of the law.
Can I?
That kind of idea. Yeah.
Do you mean are the scriptures actually like history, or are they just stories? Is that what you mean?
Which ones? Because I understand the Vedas are written as poems, and things are supposed to be taken as figuratively, and then I don't know about Bhagavatam and.
Shastre patek okre okre oiba okora.
Very good question.
Sebabe mante hobe.
Very good question.
Otoba drishtanto babe kichu mante hobe. It is literal, direct, or there is some only examples.
There are many Vedas. What is important for us?
Yeah. Symbolic.
He's saying there are many Vedic scriptures. What is important for us? How do we know what is important?
What's the Ten Commandments of Krishna?
Many points are here. This scripture giving one point. This scripture giving another point. This scripture giving another point. Are we to take them all literally, or how we will know what is the great point?
For someone, right?
Yes. That is good. Right. So how will you know? First, we will enter into a school, and there, for me, what is beneficial, that type of book will come to me for reading, for understanding. And there is some classification. All slokas have different type of meanings. But what is appropriate for me? I am reading in class 1 or class 2 or class 3. The same advice, same way not will come to me. The necessary to enter, to take admission from school, and necessary to get appropriate book for me. Otherwise, ocean of books, full ocean of books, that is literature. You can sell literature or Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, etc., etc., so many things. But everything guiding us same way, but we cannot understand that. There is different type of practicing process they give it. Karma yoga, Jnana yoga, Ashtanga yoga, Bhakti yoga, different type of practicing life process given in the books. But what is real advice of the all books, and where wants to take me, my knowledge, my consciousness? If we want to know, the first necessary to take admission with faith to someone's school, then we can understand what will be appropriate for first lesson, what will be appropriate for second lesson, and that way. And this is the good process. If who he wants to understand Radha Krishna Leela. At present situation, we never will understand it, because we have no feelings of transcendental. That level I cannot touch. Then, if primary way is stage, if I shall try to get it, I not will get it. That knowledge I not will get. An woman, when producing child, before that, so many stages she can pass, then can produce a child to go to level two. And an ordinary person who not married or anything, not got association, nothing, if he will go to the labor room and try to produce a child, she cannot do that. This is the main thing, is that the first primary section, primary sectional knowledge necessary for us. And that knowledge will come through primary section book, then secondary, then higher secondary, then the
graduate
and more higher education. And we will understand that. And we do not know alphabet at present, our situation. The ABCD we do not know. But learning ABCD at least necessary to take admission in school. Here school means some sampradaya, some society. Where is that type of culture? Then we can understand all the scriptures. But saying all scriptures wants to take us from the very down position to higher level. All scriptures I read at almost, and I have seen, I read Bible, I read Quran, and I read the Buddhist book, and the Vedic almost book I read. And through that, this I have got knowledge and idea, which all wants to take us to higher level. But which I shall go, that is depending upon my status and my situation. If we want to understand anything, must go to that type of teacher. And teacher, if qualified, he must give us knowledge gradually, what I can digest. This is the answer of your question.
Very good.
Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, entrance will be given into that school. Initiation, initiations.
For those who are on the list, you please be present, ready. You need to speak with Janardhan Maharaj this evening, some criteria for that initiation. And then tomorrow, the next day, I should say, Gayatri initiation, also 10 o'clock, in Maharaj's quarters. Harinam will take place here in the temple room.
I was thinking you should announce what they mean for the initiation.
Pardon?
I was thinking you should announce what they mean for the initiation.
That, I'm saying, in consulting with Janardha Maharaj, that will come. And hopefully tomorrow morning, also during our morning class, some discussion. And those who have not yet come on the list for initiation, will you please see Janardhan Maharaj, myself, or Bhakti Lalita, and get on that list.
जय विश्वास भक्त सिद्धार्थ गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। जय पूर्वाचलय श्री भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। ऑल द असेंबली की डिवोटीज की जय। गुरु गौरंग कन्नम की काजी हार जी की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। गौर भगवान की जय। राधा माधव जय। कुंज बिहारी
जय। Thank you. All right.